Good morning, and welcome to this hour of worship coming to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. Today is the Transfiguration of our Lord. Pastor Mark Neville has chosen for a sermon topic, Worshiping on the Mountain but Living on the Plain, based on Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. Mr. Ron Baker is at the organ, and your announcer is Ron Meyer.
Together in the divine service setting three, begins first on page 184 of our hymnals, or you may follow along in your worship folder. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon the issue of confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of God's word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in his stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You continue by speaking responsibly, leading. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain.
The Lord
reigns, let the peoples tremble. The Lord is great in Zion.
He is exalted over all peoples.
Let them praise your great and awesome name.
Holy is he.
The King in his might loves justice. Exalt the Lord our God, worship at his footstool.
Holy is he.
Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain.
Thank you.
be with you. Let us pray the collect of the day. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirm the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading appointed for this transfiguration of our Lord is recorded in the 24th chapter of the book of Exodus. And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone, with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is recorded in the first chapter of Peter's second letter in the New Testament. "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased,' we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the singing of the Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." This is the gospel of the Lord. We join together in the common confession of our Christian faith. We use the words of the Nicene Creed printed for us in our worship folder.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and descended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. You may be seated. We sing as our hymn of the day, hymn 414, "'Tis Good, Lord, to Be Here," hymn 414. Exciting, amazing, incredible, and memorable. It is something that might just happen once in a lifetime. Your wedding, birth of your first child, a special vacation destination, a music concert, a political rally, and maybe you meet your personal hero. It is a rare event that you will talk about for months and remember for years. It is life-changing, but very short-lived. It passes by quickly, and we have to get back to our everyday life. There's a job to work, chores to do, and errands to run. The disciples Peter, James, and John had such an experience with Jesus upon the mountain of Transfiguration, but the glory that was there did not last very long. Jesus briefly revealed his divine glory in the midst of his earthly humiliation. But then he had to come down that mountain into his crucifixion. In our Old Testament reading today, Moses takes his brother Aaron and Moses' nephews Nadab and Abihu up to the presence of God on Mount Sinai. In our gospel reading, Jesus takes his inner circle of disciples, Peter, James, and John, upon a mountain to reveal to them his divine presence. Through the means of Holy Scripture, we now are there with them. This day of Transfiguration acts much like a hinge in our Christian church year calendar. The Epiphany season will end today, and it connects the birth of Jesus at Christmas with his resurrection on Easter Sunday. And yes, today, the color, as with Christmas and Easter, is white. As disciples of Jesus, we see Jesus in all of his glory, speaking with his Old Testament saints, Moses as a representative of God's law, and Elijah as one of God's prophets. What these two men have in common, first of all, is that God spoke with both of them personally upon Mount Sinai. They also have in common that they left this earth in a rather uncommon way. Moses upon Mount Nebo, being buried by God so no one knows where his grave is, and Elijah leaving this earth bodily into heaven through a whirlwind and accompanied by chariots of fire. Now, we know who these two men are because the Bible tells us. But it does not tell us how Peter, James, and John knew that these two people were Moses and Elijah. Obviously, there were no pictures of these men available for the disciples to view. I doubt if these two men were wearing name tags. Hello, my name is Moses. Sunday school pictures, such as the one I have on the sanctuary door, maybe you saw it as you were coming in, or check it out as you leave. Sunday school pictures have Elijah with a cape and Moses holding the two tablets of the Ten Commandments. Almost as if God had told him, you broke my first set, now you gotta carry the copy around for eternity. I doubt that was the case though. What I really think this is a little slice of heaven on earth. For here we see Jesus as the eternal Son of God. And we know all our fellow believers. All of those who will be with us in eternal life will be our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that is how we will know them. Eternity will be a great big family reunion, where we will be with all of the resurrected faithful of all times and places. The disciple Peter likes the glory of the moment, and he offers to build them three shelters to continue the experience. Our human nature likes glory. We want to cheer for a champion. We desire the thrill of victory. We seek the excitement of winning. And we want our worship to be like a pep rally. But that is not life in this sinful world, is it? For instead, we live too often with the agony of defeat. Daily, sin takes its toll upon us. And finally, physical death defeats us. We have to come down from the mountaintop experience because Jesus himself must come down from the mountain to go to his cross. But we leave the mountain strengthened by the voice of our Heavenly Father bearing witness to the person and the work of his beloved Son. We hear the same message as we did at Jesus' baptism to begin his ministry. But now with these additional words, listen to him. We are not to be amazed simply at Jesus' awesome appearance, for what Jesus has to say to us is far more important than how he looks to us or how he makes us feel. The vision of Jesus in all of his glory passes quickly from the pages of the Bible, but his inspired words remain for us. In our epistle reading today, we hear Peter's eyewitness account of Jesus' transfiguration. He speaks of the voice of the majestic glory. But we have something more sure, the prophetic word that you will do well to pay attention to. We have that prophetic word in the Holy Bible, spoken by God and written by men who were carried along by the Holy Spirit. In our text, it says the disciples fell on their faces and were terrified, hearing of the Father's voice and seeing the glory of Jesus' appearance. Have we today lost our sense of holy fear in God's presence? Has our participation in worship become too casual? What passes for worship in many places includes bringing in your happy meal, having your cup of mocha latte sitting there in front of you, and settling into soft seats in order to see a spiritual show for our entertainment. But in Christian worship, we are here on earth, but also in the personal presence of the holy, mighty, eternal God. And the voice of the Father still speaks to us. We hear his voice through the words of the Holy Bible proclaimed. We see his spirit as holy baptism is administered. We receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ when it is shared with us here in this Lord's Supper. We today still see Jesus in all of his glory. We do so through his word and through his sacraments. Coming down the mountain, Jesus tells Peter and James and John not to tell anyone else what they saw, what they heard. And I wonder if that includes even the other nine disciples. Jesus says, keep this to yourselves. Why? This is a mountaintop experience. We want to share this with as many people as soon as possible. This is Facebook status update time. But others are not ready to hear it at the time of our text. They won't understand it properly. Jesus first has to finish his earthly mission. Before the glory can be shared, the suffering has to be endured. Jesus must go to his death on the cross on account of our sins. Jesus then will rise from the dead in victory over sin, death, and the devil for us. And only then will others be ready to hear of his glory. For without the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, his glory only highlights our sin. His glory only prepares us for punishment. His glory only scares us to death. But the expiration date of keeping this secret is long past. As the disciples of Jesus today, we can tell others of this mountaintop experience. We are to share with them the good news of our suffering, dying, rising, and living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the singing of the offertory as it is printed for us in our worship folder. I invite you to stand.
portion of the gathering of our offerings, you may be seated.
Charlotte, Kathy, Elliot,
Walt, and those whom we name before you in our hearts, that they may have peace in the midst of fear and wholeness of body and soul. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we thank you for your constant care and keeping of us. We thank you for your care of those who may not be able to be with us in worship, but are present among us in our hearts and minds. We continue to place into your hands Janet, Norma, Walter, Lily, Dolores, Carol, and Phyllis, trusting that you will provide for their needs of body and soul. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, at this altar you give us the sacrificed body and pour out the shed blood of your Son from the cup of the new covenant in this sacrament. Because Jesus has been sacrificed for us and feeds us from his altar, grant us a place with all your saints and angels before his heavenly throne. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you are the author and giver of life. We join Stanley's family and other friends who mourn his earthly passing in thanking you for all the blessings you gave him in this life. We now especially are grateful that you granted Stanley faith in your Son Jesus as his Savior from sin. Now that you have fulfilled your baptismal promise to him by calling him out of his life and into your glorious presence, we trust that the resurrection to eternal life will be their hope and comfort at this time of their loss. Lord, in your mercy, Lord God, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember on this day the glorious manifestation of your Son's divinity on the Mount of Transfiguration. Teach us to listen to Jesus and ever fix our eyes on him and his innocent suffering and death for our forgiveness. By your grace and mercy, strengthen us to remain faithful in all circumstances of trial, temptation, and persecution. Preserve us to our earthly end, believing in your beloved Son, with whom you are well pleased. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament as it begins for us on page 194 of our hymnals. You may follow along in your service folder. The Lord be with you. To proclaim his cross and resurrection, and with all the faithful look forward to the glory of life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, the same night on which he was betrayed, took bread.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Go now in God's peace. Amen. We stand as we sing together the Amen. Hallelujah, Song of Gladness, hymn 417.